You're listening to SBS News.
The United States Supreme Court has handed Donald Trump one of the biggest victories of his presidency, upholding his travel ban targeting several Muslim-majority countries. The court has rejected the argument that it represents unconstitutional religious discrimination, ruling 5-4 in favor of the ban, which prohibits most people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen from entering the U.S. Lower courts had blocked the law, as well as two prior versions of the ban, in legal challenges from the state of Hawaii and others. But the Supreme Court has held the challenges failed to show the travel ban violated either U.S. immigration law or the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment prohibition on the government favoring one religion over another. President Trump says the ruling is a win for the country.
A tremendous success, a tremendous victory for the American people and for our Constitution. This is a great victory for our Constitution. We have to be tough and we have to be safe and we have to be secure. At a minimum, we have to make sure that we vet people coming into the country. We know who's coming in. We know where they're coming from.
The president says the travel ban is necessary to protect the United States from crime.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong. And what we're looking for as Republicans, I can tell you, is strong borders, no crime. What the Democrats are looking at is open borders, which will bring tremendous crime.
Protesters gathered outside the Supreme Court, holding signs and chanting "No ban, no wall" as the decision was handed down. Democrat Representative for Michigan, Debbie Dingell, was among the demonstrators condemning the ruling.
I never thought I would stand on the steps of the Supreme Court and hear the most fundamental pillar of our Constitution, freedom of religion, challenged. It is wrong.
That's right. Yes.
Derek Shanraja from Justice for Muslims Collective told the rally the policy is racist.
No court decides the parameters of our community's humanity.
Yes.
We will continue to resist. We will continue to fight. And for the American people and for our allies and accomplices, it is also your role to help us overturn the legality of these decisions. We know that they're inhumane. We know that they're racist. We know that they're discriminatory. We cannot allow for these decisions to be upheld. So please, we're asking for your solidarity to stand with us in this particular moment.
The Supreme Court has allowed the travel ban to go largely into effect from December. Legal Director at Muslim Advocates, Jonathan Smith, says groups will challenge the ruling.
Today's decision is not the last word, either about the Muslim ban or about this administration's long record of anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant policies and actions. We will continue to use all of the tools available at our disposal to fight back against these bigoted, discriminatory policies and to make sure that our country lives up to its ideals and to our beliefs.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.